We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Eagerly Awaiting Our Glorious Inheritance. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 23. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers together until now. Not only this, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we eagerly await our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. I have just read from the New English Translation. The glorious appearing of our Lord and the resurrection of the dead is the hope of our calling. It is through the resurrection that we will be ushered into the fullness of our inheritance as sons of God. At that moment, mortality will be swallowed up by life, and we will be clothed with glory. As we grow spiritually and walk closely with the Holy Spirit, we begin to feel a deep longing for the Lord's return. This longing is not merely about escaping the troubles of this world, but an earnest desire to be fully united with Him and to be transformed into His glorious likeness. We groan inwardly because we recognize that our present state is not our final state. The Holy Spirit within us is a foretaste of the glory to come. As we experience His power and presence, we yearn for the day when we will fully possess our inheritance. This is why mature believers eagerly await the Lord's return. They understand that His coming will usher in their glory. When we see the brokenness in the world and the frailty of human life, our spirits long for the day when all things will be made new. We long for the day when sin, pain, sickness, and death will be no more. This is not merely wishful thinking, but a confident expectation rooted in God's promises. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." John 11, 25. This hope gives us the strength to endure life's challenges because we know a glorious future awaits us. The first fruits of the Spirit within us testify that we are God's children, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, 16 to 17. This inheritance includes glorified bodies, perfect fellowship with God, and a share in Christ's kingdom and glory. This hope empowers us to live holy and purposeful lives, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Go into today remembering that this world is not your final home. Let the hope of Christ's return shape your priorities and fuel your passion for holy living. Lord, help me to live each day with the hope of your return, eagerly awaiting the fullness of my inheritance in you. Strengthen me to endure present sufferings with the assurance of the glory to come. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 1 to 2. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 1.
Blessed are those who do not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on His law day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed.
Psalm 2.
Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, for he will be angry and you and your ways will be destroyed. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.